take note of the, if you haven't been here before, the beautiful area that was never to be seen, built by Depression labourers. And in fact, inside, there are little bits of plaster with a face on, and Harry was here, and all sorts of intrigues.
So we're in the catacombs, a found, in inverted commas, space underneath the shrine. When we came to the project, it was dirt. There was certainly no floor. It was raised, so a significant amount of excavation through here to bring the level back down. And then, as Ian mentioned before, a fair bit of structural reinforcement, particularly under the stairs on both sides too. So we're directly under the stairs in this this position.
And in fact, from here on, it was disassembled at the top during the construction, so it was all open, and then it was reassembled. And you can see here, because of the natural slope, there was a lot of excavation on the northern side, and down here the floor was down about a metre and a half, and there were crossbeams that we had to take out, otherwise you'd bump your head. And then we did nothing other than wash the brickwork, just soapy water, which was a task, I can tell you. And it was just the most incredible space. We walked past, it's hidden now, but a lot of these beams had started to be taken out and new concrete, modern concrete columns put in, and we just thought, no, that's really bad. This is such a beautiful thing. It's available to us. Make the museum, make the offices, make the education centres that are in each of the corners, little rooms for students and things, for study, in this space, which is just magnificent. I mean, feel free to come back at another time and look at the exhibition. Because the show is really good. The material is really a fantastic work, actually, of research and collection. There's a main stormwater drain that runs under here, which actually runs from the Botanical Gardens down to St Kilda Road, and it was open under here. You could actually, if you could be bothered, you could walk down to St Kilda Road.
There is one more little secret about this space, is because we're completely in the round and it's an exhibition, so obviously you need to move very large things in and out of the space, including the boat that we just passed. There's a little trapdoor in the sloped grass out there that lifts up like a bat cave.
It's a magnificent thing to see open, and the little yellow light going and it opens up and you can get...
lifts up like that.
And again, feel free to come back and see. We came in through the entry courtyard. That northern section that we came in through the front was done first, 2000 to 2003. And the garden on the other side, which is Michael Wright and Kath Rush, had the most amazing ideas about the Middle East. The garden is a peace garden. It also has a line marked in the paving on the 11th hour of the 11th day. The shadow of the wall actually matches that.
So we'll only visit two of the courtyards today. There are two more.
Yeah.
The ones we won't visit is more about Southeast Asian conflicts, and then the other one has a significant olive tree in it.